6681 today.
It looks like I knew they were going to get me eventually. It looks like Muammar Gaddafi's tent could be propped up on could be a tent on Trump's lawn. Easy for me to say. Hey, everybody. Kate Delady, America tonight. We're starting with a lot of stuff relating to terrorism, including this. Terrorists with Al-Qaeda ties seem to be plotting towards stadiums and hotels. The feds have a new warning on this. Yeah, the Department of Homeland Security and their brethren, the FBI, issued these security bulletins to kind of raise the level, if you will, on terrorist interests in sporting and entertainment venues and also luxury hotels. Gee, that's helpful. So do we not go in the middle of the NFL season to watch our favorite teams? Do we not stay in a nice downtown hotel, especially if some company's putting you up that you might be interviewing with? What does it mean to raise the awareness? Well, here's the deal. The bulletins were sent on Monday and spread out around the country, apparently. It said they didn't know any credible or specific terrorist plots to attack U.S. stadiums, arenas, or luxury hotels. Okay. Just that groups like Al-Qaeda view crowded stadiums and arenas as potential targets. Did we not already know that? Don't you think every law enforcement person is aware that where you have big crowds? I mean, how many times have we talked about the tunnels and the subways in New York? And, of course, just like the movie from 20, 25 years ago, maybe longer than that now, Black Sunday, if you remember that, you know, when you have people, 100,000, 80,000, whatever the amount of people stuffed into a stadium, of course that would seem likely that if a terrorist could get in there and explode a bomb, that would be what they would want to do. So it's very strange because you have DHS and the FBI saying they don't have any information regarding the timing or even where or what the target is, just that they believe that we got to raise that security awareness for all the local people. So in other words, they tell every single person in Dallas, in San Francisco, in New York, in Minnesota, everywhere across the country, you know, we're thinking, we're hearing a buzz, and we think that there's some activity going on. Especially, I think, this is on the heels of those three guys that were picked up, if you remember those recent arrests, where they had this plot to detonate bombs in the U.S. Right now, they're charged with lying to federal agents during the investigation of the so-called alleged plot. But as to the specifics, there are no specifics on this. So I guess my question to you is, America, is your awareness up or have you let your guard down? And when you hear something like this that's so vague, there are no specifics on this, does it make you a little uneasy at the thought of sending your kids off with some tickets to go and watch a football game? Or, like I said, you're traveling somewhere. Hey, you're just an average business guy, and you're going to downtown wherever, and they're putting you up in a decent hotel. Should you be concerned about this? I guess the answer is, since 9/11, haven't we all been aware of what the possibilities are? I mean, look, I know that when there's something going on, they have to alert the cops and other people, FBI agents that are regional, et cetera, to what's happening, of course. But with no specifics, I mean, there is no road map here. No road map. Pretty tough, I think, huh? Do we have that little chant again? I know they're in the background somewhere, just waiting to nail me. That's awful. All right, this stunning news, too. Boy, the San Ysidro port of entry at the U.S.-Mexico border in California, very, very popular. In fact, I've been through there. It's been a long time since I've done it, but I have been through that entry point. The one that I've gone over the most, I think, besides Tijuana and San Diego, is is El Paso and, of course, Juarez, which now is just a death zone. You'd just be walking to your death as an American going over that Zaragoza Bridge. It's crazy. Well, San Ysidro apparently pretty dangerous, too. You had four people who were wounded by gunfire. You had three vans, check this out, packed with 70 people headed from Mexico toward the border, and then suddenly gunfire like they were at the OK Corral all over the place. So you have immigration and custom folks and border patrol agents firing their guns, and three of the people that were hit critically wounded, the fourth person, and then even a fifth person also injured. They were running. Don't know about their condition at this point, right? And this happened at 3-something in the afternoon. It's a crime scene. So they had to close it down. And this, like I said, this is a pretty busy area. Had to be kind of, I think, would shake a few people. If you're across the other side of the border and you're trying to come over, imagine you're like in this line and this whole thing unfolds in front of you. This is like my biggest fear, what's now happening in Mexico because of the drug cartels, and they could care less. I mean, doesn't matter. Human life is not valued. It's about the dollar. It's about protecting their assets, the drugs, the money, the whatever, the guns, etc. So you cross at these border points, which used to be tourist things. You kind of are doing it at your own risk anymore. I wonder how many people are taking that dance across to Tijuana anymore. You know, people used to go over, spend a few bucks in Mexico, have a day trip, go eat somewhere, go see a bullfight, take in the local action, whatever. I bet you more and more on the other side of things, the reverse side, while people are trying to get out of Mexico or smuggle things in, I bet the reverse is not true, that not so many people are doing the American tourist thing, which in San Diego was huge, that San Ysidro part was huge, and in El Paso, very, very big as well for people to just to go right over and spend some dollars on whatever was going on in Juarez in the plaza, buy the hats, etc., go get a meal. But honestly, enter at your own risk in light of what's happening now. They're still investigating, so there's not a lot of details on this, but you can bet somehow it is linked to, obviously, people crossing over the border and jammed in that van. Who knows if they were smuggling anything in besides people, which gets more and more dangerous. The coyotes who just don't care. They're just trying to get people over the border, and look what's happened here. Hey, coming up on this show, we'll talk a little bit more about that. We're also going to talk about my favorite people on the hit list, the Garritos. And now they're saying, you know, they were digging up the backyard, worried, finding bones, wondering what has happened in a few other cases. Perhaps Philip Garrido is linked to those as well. So the investigators who finally finished up this search of that property, I mean, they tore it up, say that the initial things that they found don't connect them to the disappearances of two young girls. They're not eliminating this guy in any way of these two crimes. I mean, they found these bone fragments, right? And they could be human, but they're so old. In trying to figure it out, it's going to take them time to be able to do that. They even found teeth on another property that was adjacent to theirs. They think from an animal, but they're just not sure. Can you imagine? I mean, crazy. We do have a silver lining in this story, not for the Garritos, but for J.C. Lee Dugard, who, of course, was their victim, allegedly. Of course, they haven't been tried yet, but how many people don't think that they're guilty of this? Sad, sad, sad story. Coming up next, the ATN head shrinker to talk about something really serious and sad going on in this country. Judith Barr next on America Tonight. Stay with us.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams. I can hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street.
Welcome if you've just tuned in to America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney, coast to coast and everywhere in between. Very, very, very sad, heavy subject to talk about. And, geez, I hope if anybody out there is contemplating this, that you reach out to a family member, a friend, or even a hotline, whatever it takes. Apparently, more than 8 million Americans actually seriously considered taking their own lives, and they do this every year. And I think that number may even be a little bit higher, depending on the statistics, because we don't have statistics that we can necessarily wrap our arms around. You gather them from the hotlines and from the counselors and people that you talk to, and certainly we've talked to some of them on this show. Who better to have on to talk about why this is, and is it a money thing? Is it because of the recession or worries over the dollar or worries over the paychecks? Is that what it's about? Who better to talk to than the ATN head shrinker, Judith Barr? And you know her, you love her. She is the author of Power Abused, Power Healed. We've had her on many, many times. Judith, thanks for hanging late with us.
Oh, you're so welcome, Kate. I'm really glad to be with you tonight.
It's not a stretch, is it, to say that, of course, people contemplate suicide for lots of reasons, but with the financial crisis and what's happening to families and people losing jobs and just struggling, I would think that a lot of this relates to money, to financial worries, right?
It relates to money. People, let me see if I can walk you through this very basically, and then if you want to talk in more detail, I'm glad to do that.
Okay.
Basically, Kate, our relationships with money are formed in childhood, even though we're not aware of it. And money really symbolizes for us something other than money, something we're not aware of. I'll give you a couple of examples. If somebody's saying, I have to fight just to get enough money, and I explore with them, I might find out that what that really means is she has to fight to get enough of mom. Or if a man I hear says that if I have money, I'll be in danger. If I explore with him, I might find out that he was the baby in the family and he got all the attention and toys. And when he got something, his brothers would beat him up. Mm. So it's not the kind of thing people think that money symbolizes for them. And it's rooted in childhood. So that's step one. Step two, if we're in the here and now and there is something stressful in relationship to money, like the recession, there will be a part of that triggers for us here and now feelings. But the bigger part will be that the childhood feelings will get triggered and we won't be aware of it. This is the key. If you're not aware of it, you can't really deal with it. The next step is that when we're children, pain is too much for us, and we reflexively find many ways to not feel the pain, starting with burying it. But if the pain feels unbearable to us, we will find what is called escape hatches to escape from the pain, again, without being aware of it. Maybe we'll do it before we even have words. Maybe there will be feelings that will be the escape hatches. But eventually we may find the words, say even as early as 3, even though still we're not aware of it. Although maybe we will be aware of it. Maybe a 3-year-old is angry at mommy and says, I'm going to go live with grandma, and walks out the door. Mm. Even though she can't get to grandma's, her idea is to run away. Maybe a little child is angry at mommy and bites mommy. Maybe a child starts to feel like he doesn't want to be here, or he wishes he were dead, or he wishes he were never born. Those are the kinds of, you know, early, very simple words that go with escape hatches that we all, even if we're not aware of it, we all, when pain is unbearable as children, find ways to escape it.
So the way to get healthy, Judith, is to go back. It's like we keep saying, right? It's to go back to the childhood. That's what you do. You have to explore that, right?
Yes, and here's another important point for this, for the underlying thing, Kate. If our parents haven't helped us build our capacity to feel and understand our feelings, and name them, and draw a boundary between the feelings and acting on them, then we just continue to feel our feelings as unbearable and to unconsciously resort to these escape hatches, at least as a possibility. But if we grow up and that little child is still alive inside us in our grown-up body and personality and is still feeling and experiencing those feelings and those situations is unbearable, they may actually act out on the escape hatches. And I think that's what's happening today. The recession is triggering people, triggering early feelings that are, to a child, unbearable, but that the grown-up has not yet learned how to build the capacity to feel those feelings and not act out on them in a way that's destructive. So the way to do it is to build your capacity to feel and to get the help to be aware of what the root is of these tremendous unbearable feelings you're having today that are really feelings of the child inside you.
And you know what? And wouldn't it be great, we've talked about this before, if people who had that feeling, especially the overwhelming feeling, if they would just seek help. But you know this because you've been in this career your whole life. There are, and it's not just men. I know that there are a lot of men that wouldn't explore their feelings. They just are afraid to go there. And there are some that absolutely open up and do this and get treated and whatnot. And the same with women. I mean, I think it's across the board. So, what if somebody sees somebody like this, what can you do to help them, to try to push them in the right direction, I guess? Push might be a bad word, but try to get them to open up and seek help instead of ending up like so often we see when you sometimes watch the news and it's a suicide that's reported, whether it's somebody famous or not famous or just even among a neighborhood group where they know that's happened. And always the people say, Judith, you know this, they always say, wow, I had no idea. Gosh, he seems so nice and they seem happy, or I had no clue. Or the opposite, gee, he was a good worker, but he seemed antisocial and I knew something was just absolutely wrong. What can people do to maybe reach out to other people, not just themselves, but to people around them?
Right. Well, that can be a very delicate thing, but here are three options I can offer for right now. To talk to that person about that there are options, there are possibilities. There's a wonderful article on my website, powerabusedpowerhealed.com. It's under the archive newsletters, March 2008, and it's an article on the escape hatches. It's much more complete than I can do in a few minutes. Print that article out and give it to them, because if you know, if you start to get a glimpse that your feelings and the sense of the unbearableness of your feelings are of a three-year-old child that's still alive inside you, you're likely to want to help that three-year-old child, mm-hmm. not to act out in a way that will be destructive.
Mm-hmm.
So those are a couple of things. And if you can refer somebody, if you can suggest to somebody to find a good therapist, there's also an article on my website, again, it's powerabusedpowerhealed.com, about what to look for in a therapist. And there are some very specific things you need to look for to get help with those kinds of feelings. You need a therapist who isn't going to be afraid of feelings. A therapist is going to be able to help you trace the feelings, not act out on them, and really heal them at the root for that little child.
Yeah, boy, hopefully people are hearing this, and if you know somebody in that situation or you yourself feel like you're in that situation, please go to the website, and that's certainly some great suggestions there. I would love to see that number reduced. As we said, we don't have any hard numbers, but wouldn't it be great if the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, the numbers were going in the direction, meaning that people were feeling better, were getting help, were treating whatever it is that led them to where they are now. That would be terrific if more people were open to that, because there's so many possibilities out there and there's so many great things that life has to offer if more people would get the treatment, get the help that they need to deal with things that have happened in the past. Judith, it's always great to have you on the show.
I love being on with you, Kate. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And a couple of different times Judith gave out her website. It's a great website. Go there, trust me. I mean, hey, everybody gets down. There's no question about that. I don't care if you are super optimistic. Please, anybody listening to this show, I hate to hear about anything with suicides. Get help. Get some help. It's there. It's out there for you. Absolutely. Stay tuned. Coming up next, we've got Odds and Ends.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens, which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid
liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of elements may be endless, the solution is simple. Try liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Tonight we're going to talk about General McChrystal. We already know about the leak, and we knew that more soldiers were wanted in Afghanistan, specifically 40,000 more, and no surprise, Americans pretty divided on the war. We'll talk about that. Also, Kurt Schilling, my buddy, not running for Kennedy's Senate seat. He decided, forget it. He probably got too close to politics and realized, why do I want to do this? I can just hang back. I've already pitched my guts out for enough teams, and Boston being the last one. I can just chill and do other things and help people in other ways. And actually, that's what I heard, that he thought he could help people in other ways, and that's really what he wanted to do. We have odds and ends as well, as I promised, coming up, including the whole thing about Gaddafi and what's going on with Donald Trump, who was offering him apparently a place to pitch his Bedouin tent. Right now, though, let's go to Tomas, who's listening to us in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hi, Kate. You know, earlier you were talking about these terrorist people that the cops picked up here and there, and people know that you were in New York during 9/11, right?
And
what would you have said if somebody the day after that had told you that 8 years after a Republican, 8 years after having Bush as president, we would still have open borders?
At the time when I was in New York City, every day, seeing people with tears on their face, walking in the subway, looking like it was a ghost town at parts of, in parts of Manhattan, etc., I would have said no way. I would have said that the whole idea of illegal immigration, especially what happened, we know that we have people that aren't tracked down once they get the visa and all the things that started to come out about the hijackers and the Saudi ties and all that stuff, I would have said you were crazy.
Yeah, and now they come up with this warning, like you said, of to be extra vigilant or careful. What was the word they used?
Just to have you alert, to be alert.
Yeah. Now, why should we be alert? Like, why should, you know, I be alert over here in Michigan when they're not alert on the border? When they, you know, why are they frisking people in the airport in Green Bay, but they're not frisking people coming across the border in TJ? You know? It makes no sense. It's like, you know, having your house with the front door, the back door, all the windows open, the garage door open, and then telling, you know, your husband telling you, hey, be careful in the bedroom there, you know, just be careful in the bedroom.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's too vague. It's ridiculous. That's what I'm saying. I mean, look at all the sporting events we have in this country. We're in the middle of the NFL season, but everywhere. I mean, I can look at every single city and tell you places that could be targets.
Yeah, and, you know, and the thing is, people have to realize that the federal government is making money off of illegals, and that's the problem because, you know, a company that employs illegals, they still have to pay that tax to the federal government. And when illegals are buying things, sometimes they have to pay a federal tax. So the government considers them a goose that's laying a golden egg, the illegals. But guess what? When an illegal goes to jail or an illegal sends the children to school or an illegal has to go to the hospital, it's the state that has to pick up the negative part of that. And that's why, the borders are not going to be controlled because it's the federal government that controls the borders. And you know what? I don't care what kind of health, idea they come up with, this option or that option or no option. If you got people swarming across the borders and you got to take care of them, no health care system will work. It's impossible. You know,
I agree. It's impossible. Too many people crippling the system because you cannot say what happens is what happened in San Diego. It happened in Dallas. It's happening in New York. You know this, Tomas. It's happening in Michigan. It's happening everywhere. You have to treat them, so-called have to treat people that come in and are in the emergency room, sometimes having a heart attack or who knows what's going on. And then the hospitals, it costs them millions and millions of dollars. They have to pay their doctors. They have to pay their employees. And then the cost of everything goes up.
Now, you see? Well, then let's think it out. So if that happens, what are they going to do? They're going to outsource it. You watch. They're going to start outsourcing the health care. And you have a kidney that you need removed, they're going to fly you to Mexico. Yeah, they're going to fly you to Indonesia. They might fly you to China.
I'm laughing, but it's not so far-fetched. You're right. I mean, at what point, how does this look? It's like you just said to me, that was a great question when you asked me, what would you have said 8 years ago? You were in New York. What right now we're talking about this, how is this going to look 20 years from now? How is this going to look, healthcare in this country, 20 years from now?
If you got to have control over the borders. Immigration is great. Just make it legal. I mean, it's not, you know, we have the technology to say, you want to come to the United States? Fill out the paperwork right here. Okay? That's not too hard.
No.
You know? But the thing is, they're making too much money off of it. And, well, anyway.
And that's the problem.
We've got to, you know, make some hard choices here, and we've got to uncover. Have you seen that new book by Glenn Beck?
I have seen that new book by Glenn Beck, yes.
Man, that is an eyeful right there. Listen, Kate, you have a great night, okay?
All right, you too. It's funny, Glenn Beck on Time Magazine, that was a pretty funny picture of him. Glenn Beck is somebody who toiled away forever doing a radio show, and now this is his time. And people either love, thanks for the call, Tomas, people either love Glenn Beck or they think he's ridiculous. I've said this before, the bottom line is, especially in television, when it comes to television, the idea is you have to get ratings. People have to watch. There has to be something there. It's like Fox News. You have a lot of people that attack Fox News, but they're laughing all the way to the bank. Roger Ailes is saying he has his job. He's making his money because people are watching Fox News. So are they watching Fox News over MSNBC or CNN or whatever cable stations? Well, they have ways to track that down, especially now the rating systems have gotten that much better. So there you go. Kind of a sidebar. All right, odds and ends. A couple of quick things. One, in the healthcare debate, which Hamas brought around to the immigration deal, and we know, obviously, that's huge and it's not on the radar, and for some of the reasons that he said. They've got this healthcare battle, obviously, looming on the Hill. Now you have the nutball from, because I've just got a label on that, from Nevada, the senator. You've got the Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, who could lose his seat because the people there that were supporting him are kind of iffy on him now. He's threatening to do the steamroller move, which would be the nuclear option. That's what they call it, as this whole thing churns up again about health care reform, because you have a panel now working on it. He's not the only one, though, to say that. He said that speaking to Chairman Max Baucus about this reform plan, and at the Senate Finance Committee, of course, they're starting their debate. So he is threatening that budgetary option called reconciliation, a.k.a. nuclear option, just so everybody knows, and I know this is a smart audience, so you already are way ahead of this, but it allows the Democrats to pass key parts of the bill with a simple majority, as opposed to 60, which they would need to avoid a Republican filibuster. So if they can't work it out within the committee, then they will be forced to use reconciliation, according to Reid. Now, he's careful because he's testing the waters. He's in trouble anyway, like I said, as far as re-election, it looks like anyway in the polls. But what he's saying is this is only a last resort. Now, more people are starting to voice this nuclear option deal, and I think it would be an incredible mistake to do that, because I think that Harry Reid, shame on him if he were to pull that trigger, because he's underestimating the American people and the concerns of the American people over the bill. And this cuts across all lines, baby. You just cannot put it in a package and say it's extremists. It's people who don't know what they're talking about. It's people listening to crazy right-wing radio. That's a bunch of baloney. Not if you really talk to a lot of the people at the town halls. There's all kinds of people there, honestly. Especially later in the summer, more people started to come out. So the bottom line is that's not here nor there, except for to say that I think across the board a lot of people are concerned about that. So if he wants to issue this threat, good luck. I think it'll cost him his Senate seat, and I think it'll cost other Democrats a whole lot more if they decide to go in this direction, decide to do this. Now, one thing that's happened, there have been a whole bunch of amendments. You know how many amendments? Senators have filed 564 amendments. Yeah. A bunch of changes, too, have been released. Senator Baucus agreed to cut in half the penalty attached to government mandated requirement that you have to have health insurance. So remember that number 38, 38, 38, 100. That's now 1900. Does that make anyone feel any better about 1900? Well, it's less than 3800, but still, do you want to have government controlled health care where you're penalized if you can't afford insurance and you have to pay for failing to get insurance, because that's the thing, it's not really for free. Stay with us, many more things coming your way next, including a poll about how Americans feel about the Fed.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit PureWaterFreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, PureWaterFreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. PureWaterFreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit PureWaterFreedom.com. PureWaterFreedom.com. The best filtered water in the world.
Feeling it all over. I love these polls. As you know, I say it all the time. Yeah, you can manipulate polls however you want to, but there is some accuracy to them if you look at the polls and elections and that sort of stuff. There's a reason why the polls are even done, and that's because you can get a gauge of what people are really thinking. So apparently, we're pretty angry at the U.S. government. I could have told you that 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago when we started doing the show. And do we feel any better about it? If I took a poll of all the people listening to me back then to the people listening now and then new people listening as well, I'd say, yeah, I'd say nobody's satisfied. Why? And this is interesting, that we're, one, let down by the lack of ideas from both parties, Republicans and Democrats. 66%, this is a Rasmussen poll, 66% of voters in this national poll say they're angry at the policies of the feds, the federal government, including 36% who counted themselves very angry. 30 are not really angry, including 10 who say they're not, you know, angry whatsoever. Among the most angry are Republicans. 90% say they're somewhat or very angry. 77% of the independents, that's probably a number, are angry. And 44% of Democrats are peeved. Now, that's a high number. Your party is in power, and 44% of Democrats are peeved? That's pretty high. So then you've got this other number, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, 59% overall say the anger is greater now than when it was during the Bush administration. Did everybody hear what I just said? Driving around in your car, just getting off work, sneaking to listen to me when you're taking a walk down the hallway for that five-minute break, going to the soda machine. Okay, listen up. 59% overall, Republicans, Democrats, Independents. They're more upset now than they were during the Bush administration. Of course, if we asked Jimmy Carter, the former president, he'd say, well, we're all racist. But I totally think that this has to do with the fact of what we've seen in the last 8 months. And the absolute capper is now what's going on with health care. Not because there's a discussion about health care reform, because, yes, nobody wants to see premiums go sky high and get crappy coverage, or nobody wants to see people who could afford health care if it just wasn't so dang expensive. No, we all agree about that. And there are ways to do that and should have been done a long time ago. But the things that are happening now, the things that are being discussed, I think the majority of us don't like. And also the forcefulness of it. That was the problem. You know, it's always in the way you sell it. And how these politicians didn't get it right, especially the Democrats, because this was their deal, I don't understand. You're going to spring health care reform on Americans, and you're going to push it through. Now, maybe we're all over the fact that they were going to try to push this through before the August break. But this is what started all of this. This is what really, I think, iced it for a lot of people. And check this out, too. Of the people surveyed in this Rasmussen poll, 60% say neither Republicans or Democrats understand what is needed. 60%. And among those who claim to be very angry, that number rises to 80%. This is this point in history where, third party, somebody different, libertarians, other people running for different offices. This is where you could see a lot of changes, at least on the state level, of course, then the representation would change when you have numbers like this. You have 43% of people who say they are at least partially concerned that the anger could turn violent, and then it breaks down pretty much party lines there. 63% of Democrats are concerned, 71% of Republicans say they're not concerned, 61% of Independents not concerned either. So it's really the Democrats who are worried about the violence. And like I said, you can take polls and you can use the information however you want to, but there is a shred of what comes out of the polls that I think resonates with a lot of people that seems to be true. And I certainly know that this is true among many of the people that I talk to, not just here on the airwaves. I've said that often. Among the different people I know who subscribe to different ideologies, very unhappy. A lot of independents I know, that voted for Barack Obama, not real thrilled with what's happening right now in Washington, not just with the White House, but just in general what's happening, from the Capitol as well. All right, I told you the story at the beginning, but let me give you the payoff because I just gave you basically the headline. I think I was a little bit stunned when I saw this. The Libyan government has pitched a tent in suburban New York that Muammar Gaddafi. He's going to stay on the property. And this is the thing that's interesting, too. I love this. You've got an attorney for this town of Bedford, which is, give or take, 40-some miles north of Manhattan. and they've ordered the work to be stopped at the site. Because what this attorney is saying is, we think the erection of a tent on this property violates several codes and laws of the town. He said they found workers constructing the tent, but could not communicate with them because they didn't speak English. He said they gave him the order to stop the work to the property's caretaker because he spoke English to try to translate it. So once again, there are so much anger over Gaddafi and what's happened with the Lockerbie bomber that no matter what, even trying to sneak it in under the wire, they're trying to stop this guy. I mean, this is a private piece of property, but, you know, wouldn't they have to comply with the laws of the municipality? I don't care who owns it. And Donald Trump certainly knows that, as he's in the construction business. So they're going to end up going back to this site on Wednesday to make sure that they're complying with whatever the order is. So you've got all these protocol concerns, the sensitivity issue, all this sort of stuff. And then you've got the United Nations General Assembly. So Gaddafi's motorcade arrived at the Libyan mission to the United Nations in Manhattan, just a couple of blocks from UN headquarters, on Tuesday. And there's so much vitriol over this visit. You had dozens of cops and Secret Service officers that just blocked it off. There were pro-Gaddafi demonstrators who were out there chanting and carrying his portrait and, you know, pro-Libyan signs. Then there was other people that were out there with the other side of it. And you had no parking signs that were going up near Trump's property in Bedford. And you have people that live there that are include Martha Stewart and Ralph Lauren and all those people. You have TV helicopters that are swarming all over the place. So, you know, this is like a scene from The Interpreter. Remember that movie with Nicole Kidman? This is what now has been created with this Gaddafi visit. The word got out pretty quickly. Nobody wants his presence there, and they're going to do whatever they can to stop him. Because remember, he was the guy who was the happiest about al-Megrahi being released. And just to re-rack the tape, in case you haven't heard the story, al-Megrahi was convicted of the 88 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103, which killed 270 people. Most of them, by the way, Americans, most of them kids in college or traveling, also some adults as well. And a lot of those people from the New Jersey, New York area. Interesting, isn't it? You know that old saying about strange bedfellows?